Hello and welcome back to Smart TV, the Radio Times podcast that endeavours to bring you the best of TV and, spoiler alert, film this week particularly. At my side is the tireless reporter, Kellyanne Taylor, the Radio Times podcast editor. Do say hello.
Hello, hello.
And myself, Caroline Frost, resident columnist. Right, the special news is that the BAFTA Film Awards are coming our way this Sunday evening. So, by way of a special issue, we are going to go through some of the top contenders, give you a reason to view, give you the heads up on how many nods they have going into the ceremony and where you can watch them if you so choose and if you are persuaded by our chat. So to kick us off, Kellyanne, what has been the juggernaut of the global box office this year?
So we have Barbie and Oppenheimer. We've spoken about them quite a lot. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we need to wax lyrical about what the plot is. Obviously, Barbie is the Greta Gerwig film, all about the very famous Barbie doll. And Oppenheimer is Christopher Nolan's film about the man behind the atomic bomb. So Barbie's up for 5 nominations, including leading actress for Margot Robbie and best original screenplay. And Oppenheimer is up for a whopping 13 nominations, including best film and, no surprise, leading actor for Cillian Murphy. Both of those are currently available to rent, but if you hold on just a little bit longer, they will be coming soon to Now Cinema, so you can get those for a lot less than if you're renting them now.
So out of those 2 films, if you only had 1 cinema ticket coming your way this weekend, which one would you go and see?
Oh, Caroline, oh, Barbie, of course. Oh. I feel like after you've seen Oppenheimer, and I saw it at the IMAX, at the Science Museum, you heard the film whirring to life.
Special.
It's that beautiful moment. I don't know if I need to see it again.
Some people did it as a double bill. So you've got, what, 7 hours of Oppenheimer? I know, it was exaggerated. It's probably about 3. And then Barbie. How long is Barbie?
1.5 hours.
Oh, a mere
little bouquet
of pink. Lovely. Okay, so those 2 coming our way. I can tell you about Killers of the Flower Moon. So this is another collaboration between Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro. I mean, he clearly has his pack, doesn't he? But now the real element, the surprise element of this film is the actress that you love. Tell us.
Lily Gladstone. Who won the Golden Globe for Best Actress.
Stole the show. And he's not doing too badly either. Martin Scorsese's film going into this week's BAFTAs with 9 nominations, including Best Film. That is 7 hours long. Again, a slight exaggeration. But that was one. Do you remember? I did my homework. On your recommendation, I went to the cinema. I think I only had 2 loo breaks and 1 Maltesers break. So I was doing pretty well. But I mean, yes, another cracker, Martin Scorsese. There is nothing to say. Just go watch, go watch. That is available on Apple TV.
It's one of those as well that when you're watching at home, I think you can just stop every hour. I did it with Dune. I watched it at home. And instead of in the cinema watching for however, 500 years, I watched it in 2 parts. And it was so much
more
You
basically
enjoyable.
Watched it like a TV series.
Yeah. Which, when I was watching this in the cinema at a press screening, I thought, A, I've never seen so many people go to the toilet in a screening. And B, this could be an Apple TV series.
Yeah, well,
they've got the budget.
Watch this space. I need to tell you about Saltburn. We've all been talking about this film for a few months.
Yeah,
this
still has
5 nominations, including Outstanding British Film. British film, note, not in with the big global boys.
Can I just say something about this? That I've seen a lot of conversation about how much scrutiny this film is getting, especially online. And there have been some arguments, so I'm asking your opinion, that this is mainly because it's a female director that she's getting all this hate. So it's basically saying it's not really a satire of the upper classes. It's just indulging.
It's just a portrait. Very interesting, because obviously the conversation goes on about female directors because it remains such a small fraction in the industry. You would think from the amount of chat, particularly with Barbie, as we've touched on, that it must be 50-50 and what's the big deal, but it really isn't. So when directors like Emerald Fennell, like Sofia Coppola, like Greta Gerwig pop their head above the parapet, I think that it is still visible, it's open to controversy in a way that a male director would not get that scrutiny. The day will yet come, but I think it's good they're garnering so much conversation, but the numbers do not match that chat for sure. So Saltburn, what did we call it? We called it The Love Child of the Talented Mr. Ripley and Brideshead Revisited. I didn't think it was particularly satirical. Obviously, there was no one to root for, but Barry Keoghan, who is in that lead role, my goodness, he's going to be a big old movie star because he can act and he's got that X factor. So that is available on Amazon Prime.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to watch that. I've been, it's on my watch list. It's just, it feels like you have to be in a certain mood to watch it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's what people are calling it, a mood film, you know, sort of one of those films where it's just about a vibe as much as the story. But do let me know what you think. I was bemused and I was intrigued and I stuck with it. And I came away feeling like I needed a shower. So, okay, over to you. What's next?
Okay, so we have Maestro, which has 7 nominations, including lead actor and actress for Bradley Cooper and Carey Mulligan. This was your homework for me, and I went away and watched it. And can I admit something?
Go on.
You watched it in the cinema, didn't you?
Yes.
I had to put subtitles on because they mumble throughout the entire thing, and I think it's supposed to be part of this cinema.
That kind of New York mid-century mumbly vibe, wasn't it?
And I had to go back. I got halfway through and had to rewatch from the beginning because I thought, excuse me, what? Excuse me? Oh. Clarity?
Oh, poor Kellyanne.
Which was a bit of a shame, and I didn't love it. I thought it was really slow, which, you know, arguably a lot of BAFTA-nominated films are. I had so much hype and I thought, this is going to be for me because, you know me, love a rom, love a romance. Yeah. I don't know what it was about it that I didn't buy into the chemistry between them. And some parts of the film, I thought, in terms of cinematography, went bizarre when they start doing kind of big musical numbers in a film that feels pace-wise very, very different. I don't know. What did you think? You liked it, didn't you?
I did like it, but I like the story, and Bernstein is just unarguably very, very interesting. I completely heed what you say about that mix of pace and tone.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, all the chat is the fact that Bradley Cooper is saying that he's going to have an Oscar. And he went to so much work. I think he learned to conduct. He spent 6 years conducting. And then, of course, at the Golden Globes, Cillian Murphy wanders in, picks up a globe. So, yes, I mean, it is. I think it's worth people's time. Mm. We'll see what happens come the awards season. I mean, Bradley Cooper, I think that he did think this was going to be his year. And so far, he just hasn't had a break. So that is Maestro. It's available now on Netflix, and at least you don't have to sit in the cinema for great lengths of time without any subtitles.
That's it. Netflix subtitles. Get them on now. What else do you have for me? This next one I'm really interested in. This is foreign language, isn't it?
Well, this is Anatomy of a Fall. This is 7 times nominated, including Best Film and Leading Actress for Sandra Hüller. I loved this film. It's a mystery, but it's also an exploration of a marriage. It's, again, quite slow, but you don't notice it because every scene is indispensable. And it gradually builds up a story whereby we meet a lady living in a lovely chalet with her husband and her son. And on the day that a young budding writer goes to visit her, her husband is found at the bottom of the chalet, having fallen, or was he pushed from their balcony, and there his body is bleeding into the snow. And the film unfolds like a beautiful onion. It won a big award at Cannes. I think it's going into the Oscars with nominations. It's making history, this film, as one of the first foreign films to really cut through, a bit like Parasite did in years gone by. So do watch this space again, and you can watch that film. You will have to rent it, but still probably cheaper than going to the flicks, let's face it. So that's Anatomy of a Fall, also up for all the big gongs on Sunday evening.
Okay, right, Caroline.
Yes.
I'm so pleased that this came up. We are both looking at the Radio Times and we saw it and we thought, this is Caroline's thing. Tell me about the documentary that has been BAFTA nominated, well, which is your bag.
I feel like I personally sent this on a wing and a prayer into the BAFTA jury's pockets. So this is Wham! Exclamation mark, of course. This is up for Best Documentary and it's available on Netflix. And this tells the loving but also clear-eyed story of how those two young schoolboys, those great friends, George Michael, Andrew Ridgeley, got together in the, I think, very, very late 70s. And then their friendship blossomed over the early 80s. And they started out in another band. And it has all the stories about how Andrew sat down watching football, as any normal schoolboy would do. And then George said, "Here, I think I've got a few tunes." And obviously he had already half written Careless Whisper, Last Christmas, and Such Was the Legend Born. It's those early glorious days. And I think both those young men would agree. And certainly George Michael always said that life was never so much fun again. So that is available on Netflix now. And let's just all cross our fingers, cross everything, that it comes good on Sunday evening with some BAFTA recognition as well. I think that's all we're going to have time to rattle through. But obviously, there are loads more films where that came from. There's How to Have Sex. There's Wonka. Do tune in on Sunday evening. Let's see what the BAFTA gods have in store for all these well-deserving people. Please do drop us a line with your recommendations for any great films that we should be talking about, as well, of course, as all the great telly. We'll be back with a conventional TV-focused episode next week. And in the meantime, happy viewing!